Home. I met Margie and Colette in flight surgeon school, and they became my best friends in the Navy. All three of us fell in love with Marine officers. This was a source of constant entertainment for the men in our lives. Margie's husband, Hunter, a Hornet pilot, had deployed with a Marine ground combat unit as an air officer during the initial invasion of Iraq in early 2003. Marine Corps aviators regularly serve with ground units to coordinate air and ground combat operations. After several long, dark months of no communication with him and constant worry, we were tremendously relieved when he came home. The night before I left for Iraq, Hunter gave me his leather pistol holster, along with words of advice and concern that could only have come from someone who had been there. And one day in early June, he wrote to me. "From what I've heard, things have heated up again. I'm sure you understand now what I was trying to tell you before you left. The hardest thing is to retain your composure when Marines get killed or badly injured. I know how you feel. It was the most challenging thing to me to force myself to keep it together when I felt like I was going to lose it and say, is this worth it? Just know that it is. The junior Marines and sailors around you are looking to you for strength and positive guidance. Our colonel was great at keeping everything in perspective. I hope there is someone of that caliber there with you to help guide you in the right direction. I can't tell you how appreciative Margie and I are of what you're doing. We talk about you every day and pray, I don't do that very much, for your speedy and safe return. I wish you were not there, but at the same time, I'm very glad that you are. The Marines need someone like you there. You are their mom, for lack of a better term. I know it has a very positive impact." Margie and I just got back from our Memorial Day retreat to, of all places, Joshua Tree. I hadn't been camping in the desert enough, so off we went. It was like old times, except no one was shooting at me. Keep your head down and your Kevlar on. XOXO. Hunter. Hero, Part 2. One day in mid-June, I found some time to get to the internet cafe and check my email. The from line of one of my messages caused me to freeze at the keyboard. It said, "Deb Dunham.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?"